Our scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 through 15. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Day after Christmas. After Christmas Day, there is. And I pray that each of you had a Christmas day that was in all of God's mercy, God's glory, and more importantly, his love, and what the meaning of that special day means to each of us. And as Pastor Robert said, we are still in Christmas, up to January the 6th, the 12 days of Christmas. Now that it's done, and I hope all of you had a glorious, joy-filled, love-filled day. But what now? What now for us? Think about those who were involved in the Christmas story. What now for them? What now for Mary and Joseph? What now for our world? You know, what do we do next? What do we focus on next? Is it the after Christmas sales? Or do we turn our attention to New Year and we start counting down the little few days to New Year's Day, which is 5 days, right? But we think about what we've been through, the season of Advent, and I hope the words and the messages of Advent meant something to us and touched us, and God's word with us, for the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that was expressed to us. And what do we do with it? What do we do with that message? A few years ago in Peanuts cartoon, Lucy was walking up to Charlie Brown. And she said, "Charlie Brown, since it's Christmas, I suggest that we lay aside all of our differences and be friends throughout the season." And Charlie Brown said, "You know, that's a great idea, Lucy. But why does it have to be just for this season? Can't we be friends for the whole year?" And Lucy, in her way of looking at it, and you can just picture how she looked at them, and she said, "What are you, a fanatic or something?" You know, is that what it is? Do we just pack up those decorations? Do we pack up the spirit of what is it intended for us, the importance of that child in that manger and what it means to the world? Do we just pack it up and forget it? Do we forget about the songs that we sing of joy to the world? And I really like Chris Tomlin's song, Richard. And Gloria, does it mean something to us? Do we pack that up? Do we forget about it? And one of my favorite of Christmas is I heard the bells on Christmas Day. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bow my head. There's no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Yet pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, and peace on earth, goodwill to men. That was written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And in that poem that was set to music, it says so much about what that true meaning of that Christ child in that manger means to us. I have a friend who compared Christmas to skydiving. And I said, how in the world can you compare Christmas to skydiving? He said, well, Christmas is like that sense of freedom and excitement that you feel when you jump out of the airplane. I don't think it's a good decision to jump out of an airplane at any time. But he said, when you jump out of that airplane and you're free falling through the air, you feel the wind on your face, and you see God's beauty throughout the countryside. You see for miles around. But you realize that the earth is rushing towards you at a fast pace, and you pull the ripcord, and you begin to float, and then suddenly, after the chute had jerked open, you float down, and you hit the ground with a jolt. And for a few moments, you felt a wonder and exhilaration. And then plop, you're on the ground, and you're facing reality once again. He said, I think sometimes that's what happens at Christmas. It's the exhilaration and everything around it. And then all of a sudden, plop, it's over with. And I think he's wrong. He said, don't get me wrong, I love Christmas. But I love Christmas too. She'll attest to it. But I like Christmas because of the smiles on people's faces. There's more, seems like more joy in the air. And the songs of joy and love and the anticipation of the birth of a child, the Christ child. Jerry's mom had a calendar that she hung, and she has it now. And it had the Christmas mouse there. And it began December 1st. And for 24 days, that mouse would go through 24 days up to Christmas in anticipation. You know, I don't see those for any other days. I don't see that for Halloween. I don't see countdowns for Halloween or, listen, there's no Black Friday sale for Mother's Day, is there? There's no anticipation of that. There's few people that really count down any other holiday like that. Now, some will look forward to New Year's Day. And how many times each year you say, well, I hope the new year is better than the last. And I can't wait. I heard someone say last week, now this is really bothers me, I can't wait for Christmas to be over with. You know, that's not right. Enjoy it. We lose the focus. The problem is too many people lose the focus of what really is important about Christmas and what we're celebrating, the birth of our Christ child, and what importance that made to changing the whole world. Love came down at Christmas in the form of a child. And those of you that are parents, do you remember when you saw your firstborn child or him or her and you looked into their face or you held them and the joy you felt or suddenly it hit you, the responsibility that you have in that child. I think back on that night when Christ was born, and I think about Mary and Joseph and the awe that they felt in the responsibility. Now, Joseph, I'm going to talk a little bit about him because I have so much respect for him. And we'll get into it. You know, we read the story in the second chapter of Luke and about Jesus' birth and all those involved and what a difference it has made in lives. I want you to think about the shepherds who heard the angels and saw the baby Jesus. I asked you, did that child in that manger they saw make a difference in their lives when they went back to their flocks on the hills? Or what about the wise men who came to worship, who brought gifts of frankincense and gold and myrrh? And when they saw the cross, and now this is days after the shepherds were already seen, so what? How did it affect them? How did it affect them? And they had the realization not to go back by Herod, but to go another route. And if you continue reading through it, and when Jesus the baby was taken to the temple, how about Simeon and the difference it made to him? And he said, I can die. Or how about Anna, who saw the cross, Christ child? I think Jesus makes a difference. That baby made a difference. The love of God in our lives made a difference. I imagine that Mary and Joseph felt that in a greater way than any of us when they looked at that child. And I wonder if Joseph said, what now? What now? The late Irma Bombeck's book entitled, If Life Were a Bow of Cherries, Why Am I Always in the Pits? Recall the legend of the church chimes ringing whenever someone gave a generous gift to this small church. But the chimes had stopped, and they hadn't rung in a long time. And even though there had been kings and potentates to come to that church, and there had been many gifts given, it had not rang in such a long time. Then one Christmas Eve, a child, a sad little boy, peasant boy, came down the aisle and knelt at that manger. And he stayed there for a long time, and they were watching him, and he stood up and he took his coat off and laid it on the manger. And they saw a smile come on his face as he turned. The bells began to ring again as he walked down the aisle. Irma Bombeck also wrote that she said, I heard the chimes ring too. I remember Christmas when my sons brought me a piece of tattered construction paper that they had tried to draw praying hands on. And in that, they had drawn the picture, and they didn't know how to spell very well. And she said, instead of saying, O come Holy Spirit, they had written, O come Holy Spit. And she said, when I saw that, my heart heard the Christmas chimes ring. And she gave some other examples in there, but she ended that little segment with, I had many examples of that that will always be cherished when I heard the bells ring because of the love of children. And she said, but Lord, what would I give to bend over one more time and receive some toothpicks that are glued together and to hear the chimes ring just one more time? You see, the point she was trying to make is it's important in our homes. It's important in our homes that we hold on to that and we talk about the love and trust and we talk about the peace on earth and goodwill to our men. and we share it with the children, because that is formation of what the future will be. Because if our children do not hear about the Christ child, do not hear about the love, do not hear about the goodwill towards men, do not hear about peace on earth, goodwill towards men, they'll go out into their lives with anger, not only for themselves, but for their fellow man. Christmas makes a difference. The Christ child, that manger made a difference. Jesus makes a difference throughout the world and through our lives. And that is so important that God loved us so much that he allowed to be born as a child in a manger, to go through life's journeys, the trials and tribulations of life. But he loved us more than that to allow him to go to the cross for us. See, if we take Christ into our homes, into our jobs, into our schools, into our daily lives, and we don't pack it away at Christmas time with the decorations, we let others see it. Not so much as what we say, but how we live. How people see Christ in you. And not afraid to say that I love Jesus Christ. I love God. And we don't pack it away at Christmas. What now? What now as we share the joy and the love that is meant for us during this time, not just now, but throughout the year. He didn't promise to Mary and Joseph something after Christmas that would be nothing. He didn't make a promise to the wise men or the shepherds. What he did is let them experience a love and reality. See, soon after that time of the child being born and laid in the manger, they had to flee. After the Magi had came and gone, as the scripture tells us in Matthew about what was to take place and what took place. Now, here is where I have some admiration for Joseph. I want you to know, Joseph had to be a man of faith to listen to God. He had a dream that told him not to put Mary away, but to take her as a wife. Did he not? And then here he is in Bethlehem, and Jesus is born. The shepherds came. I wonder if he said, what now? And then he was trying to get his family together and all that, and the Magi showed up with gifts. I wonder if he said, what now? And the Magi left, and he went to sleep, and there was an angel again telling him, hey, Joseph, get up and take Jesus and Mary, and you got to flee to Egypt, because Herod's kind of frustrated. He's furious because the Magi didn't come back and telling him where Jesus is, and he's going to kill all these babies under 2 years of age. You better run. So he did. And the scripture tells us that he obeyed God and took him to Egypt. There he made a home and was living. Then Herod died. And guess what? An angel appeared to him in a dream again. And the angel told him, hey, Joseph, get up. Now it's time for you to take Jesus and Mary and go back to Israel. But he said, I want you to know that Herod's died, but Herod's son has taken over. So you may not want to go to Judah. You may want to go to Galilee. So to follow the scripture, he went to Galilee and settled in Nazareth. He settled in Nazareth so the prophets of what they said, they will call him a Nazarene. You know, isn't that something that Joseph was so obedient and Joseph listened? And I wonder how many times he said, what now? How many times in our lives we say, what now? What now? Because, see, there were hardships for them. It wasn't a bed of roses. everything wasn't laid out. I'm sure there were daily struggles, and he was a carpenter to make a living. And at some point, Joseph was not in the picture anymore, and we're not quite sure what happened. And you know it was a struggle there, but that is God's love leading. No matter what we go through, no matter how many times we say, what now? No matter if we have illness or hurt, you cannot escape the fact that God's love came down on that first Christmas. On that Christmas, in the form of a Christ child. And God's love and mercy and grace for each and every one of us abounds more to the life that Jesus lived, to the fact that he went to the cross for us. We don't pack it away with decorations. The feeling of joy and putting up things, the greenery and everything at Christmas, don't pack the love of God away. We take it with us. What now? We go forth and we really mean what we find in the songs. And we sing in our heart, Gloria. Glory to God in the highest. Joy to the world that we have salvation through that baby child that was born on that night. Amen? The grace of God, the glory of God, the love, may it be with you through all the days of Christmas. But don't pack it away with the decorations. What now? We go into the world and share it. We share it to find the lost, to lift the brokenhearted, to feed the hungry, to visit the prisoners, to visit those who are sick and ill, to bring peace among brothers and sisters, and to make music in our hearts and to those around us. May the love of God, the mercy of God, may the love of Christ Jesus abide in our hearts and our homes, and may we show that love to the world. That is the real Christmas. That is the real work of Christmas. We take it out into the world. Amen. Heavenly Father, may your grace abound with us, and may we carry it forth, your love into the world. May we show it, not so much in what we say, but more so in how we live. May we truly mean, Lord, joy to the world, the Lord has come, and may we share it. In that precious name.